Welcome back to the Midweek Focus. Ricky Klaverkamp here, and I'm joined by Rebecca Undum of Growing Small Towns. And Rebecca, how are we doing?
Good morning, Ricky. We're good.
It was a busy weekend for...
I'm feeling, I don't know if our lovely chamber director is feeling a little event hangover is kind of what
I think a lot of people around town are still feeling the little event hangover. And I mean, for you guys, you and Kasha, I mean, it's been a heck of a weekend. And then,
well, honestly, Kasha does so much. I mean, way more than I do for the Oaks. For Oaks on the whole.
She does like a lot more than like everybody.
She is an incredible human. We're very lucky to have her.
I don't know how much caffeine is running through her because I don't know how I'd be standing after all this week.
She's really remarkable. Honestly, I'm going to give her one more just public shout out because I love her so much. But I think I've worked with a lot of people. We all have. Mm-hmm. She's incredibly organized. And yet I still want to hang out with her. And that's not something you find every day. We joke about it. I'm like, how are you so positive and cheery and lovely to hang out with? And yet you know exactly how to get stuff done. It's great. It's a beautiful combination for what she does here.
It's insane. And it was a great way to wrap up of all the events was yesterday. Union Square dedication. A great amount of people showed up. And
it was a great turnout.
Oh, my goodness. And I mean... Tell me a little bit about this project. 3 years in the making. It's before my time was even the start of making this project happen.
Yeah. So, you know, in truth, one of the inspirations for the space is Broadway Square or Block 9 in Fargo. Kasha, you know, once we started officing together in our building on Main, I had said to her, I stare at that building or that vacant lot across the street. And I said to her, it just seems like it's begging for more. Mm-hmm. It's the only green space on Main Street, right? Yep. Otherwise it's kind of a concrete miracle, which is common, right? I mean, that's not uncommon, but I just said, it feels like we need to really activate it and make it, you know, intentionally design it to make it more welcoming. And she was like, let's start thinking about that. Right. So honestly, what it was, Ricky, was a national, Main Street granting program that came out. I honestly, in that year, two of them came out. One was T-Mobile, which, I mean, we're talking national, like, big old long shot kinds of grants, right? And the second one was Kubota International. Both of them were really good fits for this project. So because we had something to apply for, that was when we engaged Philip Holman of Holman Design Group. And that's when he put together that rendering. He was all in. He was really great. I don't know that he's gotten quite enough kind of shout outs for just, again, the talent. You know, he is a certified licensed landscape architect. So he's able to actually look at a space and really think about, you know, what needs to go there. And if you saw the rendering, it's stamped from April of 2022. And it really does look an awful lot like his rendering. We really didn't veer that much from his.
Well, it was a good rendering from what I saw. I looked at it, and I mean, I'm not a landscaper, so I barely knew what I was looking at, but I was like, I can see what I'm looking at, sort of.
And it gave us not only the opportunity to start applying for grants, but then once we didn't get either of those large ones, it's like, once you start to see it and you start to close your eyes and imagine it there,
I want it. We
want this. Yeah, we want to see this happen. So then it was... later that year that we engaged a fundraising consultant out of West Fargo, just a contact that I had, Do Good Better Consulting. And he came down and he also donated that advice to us, which is amazing, right? So sometimes it's when you look at all the scope of every single person that touched this thing, it really is phenomenal. And that's why I kept getting choked up talking about it last night, because it took 3 years and over 200 people. And doing all these magnificent parts and pieces. It's just so cool.
It was because sitting there, I'm sitting there taking pictures, everybody walking up, and all of a sudden I'm looking behind me like, there's going to be less people in the crowd than there are people standing up there.
I know. I said that to Kasha. I'm like, okay, as we start calling people up, like, what if it empties? But we really wanted to take a minute and acknowledge, you know, the names or the groups of people that all were a part of it. So Kasha, again, that's a credit to Kasha. She took really good notes as we went over this 3 year period. But the fundraising support that we got was honestly invaluable, because we're really proud of the fact that, you know, we didn't And again, like this is not in any way to disparage any other method, because there's lots of ways to raise money. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we didn't have to do a bake sale.
No,
you know, we didn't have to like organize some sort of separate event and make it a fundraising event. We just asked people. And we made a list. There was 11 of us. In about 2 hours, we made a list of like 40. It was about 40 names on it. And then we said, who knows them best? And we divvied out that list. And then we had some kind of talking points. You know, we were like, I mean, seriously, I'm just going to tell you how it went. You know, we talked about why do you want to see this park happen? The 11 of us, we brainstormed a list of all the different things we want to see happen there. And then all you're doing is matching that vision up with the person you know you're talking to.
Yeah.
You know, because in our group alone, we had some people that were more like closer to grandparents' age. And so they imagined themselves in the park with their grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
There were other people that had young children of their own. And then there were people that had, you know, young, like high school kids, which you clearly saw, you know, five different high school kids engaged in making this thing happen. So that's how we raised the money. And we didn't have to solicit businesses and we didn't have to create an event. We mm-hmm. just said, this is help us build our dream.
And
some people said no, Ricky, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But really I think that's kind of the story too, right? People will support the things they want to see happen. And don't get discouraged because they're out there.
Yeah, and this park, as you said yesterday, it really does define what Oaks is. It's just, well, we're going to get this because we want to get this. And we ended up getting it. And we mentioned the five high schoolers, mm-hmm. Rhett Miller, Micah Malmberg, Molly Sitzler, Megan Miller, and Mallory Dominey all
nice
coming
recall.
Together.
Nice recall.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
The only one that wasn't in sports, I believe, that I called was Micah Malmberg.
So, he was a new face to you. Sure.
Yeah, new face to me. Him and Megan Miller. I don't think I've called Megan Miller in a sport yet. But, yeah. So, three out of the two I know from sports. And,
right.
And, I mean, they come on out and they help build the dang thing.
I know. And also I can't tell you the days that they were out working on their projects, right? Mm-hmm. It's the scout, whether it was Boy Scout or Girl Scout. And then this team of volunteers of adults that said, yeah, well, you know, the kids asked them, mm-hmm. they brainstormed with their scout leaders, you know, like who in the community should help me based on what I'm doing. And those people all stepped up too and just said, yeah, we'll help you get this thing done. It's just, I told Kasha, I'm like, I'm not sure I'm ever going to get over it. Just to me, how special it was. It was a long, long tailed process, but it's also weather dependent. You know, we'd get to a certain point of the year and we'd be like, well, we're done until next year, you know, to a degree. But there was a lot of planning that happened, obviously, in the off seasons too. So,
well, and especially in like the building part, like any one thing doesn't come together, all of a sudden everything starts to slow down or fall apart. And everybody worked well together. I mean, you got to get the stage, you got to get the fencing, you got to put together the paths, you got to get seating, you got to get the landscaping.
Right. And then the coordination of like, when can all of those things happen?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that was the function that the chamber primarily, and then me in support of that, we played, you know, just organizing, kind of being the point of contact for everything. And then the funding ran through Growing Small Towns as a 501c3. So we were the fiscal sponsor for this project, just so people, if they wanted to write off their donations, they could. So that was, I mean, that's something, again, I just don't know what people think about, or, you know, there was just a lot. There was a lot that went into it.
And
but
over 200 people, $165,000.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands of dollars. Thousands of hours.
Uh-huh.
All
3 years.
3 years to build this park. Now we got a beautiful park. And next year we'll have the lawn that we can sit on.
Exactly.
Bit, that we can roll around on the grass.
Roll around on the grass, yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, it's beautiful, and then seeing everybody there as well, the drone flying above, it was great to see that many people there.
And I think Ricky, I don't know what, you know, what you think about it, but I mean, Kasha and I talked about it. It's like, it's only going to probably grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do your first one. A lot of people didn't know, you know, we're going to block off Main Street, right? That basically the 500 block, just so people could sit out, you know, since the grass isn't something you can actually sit on right now. But then we were talking like, okay, well, what if we add some like, even just like some cornhole on the street, you know, all of those things, it'll just build as we go. And it'll be like a little mini festival on the third Tuesday of every month in the
third
summer.
Tuesday, every month, everybody just, it's a block party.
It's exactly it. That's exactly the vibe of what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a moment where I was sitting there. And so at the end, you know, kind of once my job was done, right, I was sitting next. My dad was on my right. My daughter was on my left. My mom was beside her. And we were sitting on a little bench. And that alone, I was like, there's three generations of my family sitting here, which that's cool, right?
Yeah.
But then I looked around and I just was like, there's really little kids rolling around in the pasture grass, the sodded grass
that you can
roll around in, right? Cute, adorable little family, you know, little kids over here. And then, you know, older folks, like, that's what community actually is. And now they're all going to gather in the heart of Main Street. Like, what more could we want?
Right in the heart of downtown Oaks, and the businesses staying open, Sweets and Stories. I know Legion had some.
Feel Good Foods was open. Yeah.
PTO was serving out stuff.
Yeah.
Even Grand Theater was getting in on the act with, they had stuff going on there as well. It's a nice block party to have every month.
Yeah. And it's really fun because I think what I think about a lot is I'm not a young person anymore, right? I'm in my 40s. And so I think about how everything we're doing today, we're going to enjoy it somewhat today, but we're not just doing this for us that's here right now. We're doing it for who comes next, you know, and these kinds of projects, these big projects, they're enduring. They're the kinds of things that are going to live so far beyond all of us that helped to make it happen today. But there's something really powerful about that. And again, I don't know, Ricky, if the average person in this community really gets how many people are looking to move here or are moving here. And, you know, on the level, young people.
Yeah, and I mean,
you're one of them.
Me and my wife moved here just last year,
and we love that, and I think that's really something to celebrate. And it isn't, by the way, in any way to say that we don't honor, love, and cherish our existing residents or our older residents. We want to find more ways to bring all the generations together because that's really important. But again, we're not the future of this town. Young people like you, people that are coming back, people that are moving in, they're the future. So
the kids that are in high school right now, the kids that are in college that are coming back. I mean, J.C. Prasco was there yesterday. I saw her coming back from.
Oh, I'm recruiting her hard to come back. Are you kidding?
Yeah. So she comes back, and I mean, it's insane that like we finally have this now. We have a stage and kohlrabi soup there.
They were so fun, weren't they?
I got to hear a little bit of it. I couldn't stay for long, but I got to hear a little bit of it. And when I was driving back from DG after doing a little bit of grocery shopping, I looked on Main. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
There are people filling into the Main Street.
Yep.
This is awesome. And then, come next month and throw some cornhole out there.
We'll just keep building on it. And so I do encourage everybody that's either, you know, going to hear this or was there. Share your ideas. You know, that's one thing, like at the Growing Small Towns building, people walk in and tell us all sorts of things like, hey, you should try this. Or what have you guys thought about this? That's what we're there for. Like, come and tell us what you think. And we want to try to accommodate that, right? We want to hear everybody's ideas. So,
well, and that leads us. We'll start wrapping up here because we're running up against the clock. When are you guys open at Growing Small Towns?
Yeah. So, the summer is a little dicier because Kasha does get to take some days off after the incredible week she put in last week. But typically, the hours for the building are almost always open, and they coincide with the chamber hours, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 to 5, and then Thursdays, 9 to 1.
Perfect. So just come on down there, toss out ideas, and and then next month, it'll be the third Tuesday of the month, which is, I've got my calendar here, the 15th.
July 15th.
Do we know who's coming out yet?
You know what? There's Kasha's got the list out.
Kasha's got the list.
The whole
somewhere.
Flyer is like out. She's scheduled them all, so I don't know right off the top of my head.
Me neither. So
yeah, that's right.
Nah, failing as a radio guy.
That's
so.
Okay. There's a flyer. We can find it.
There's a flyer somewhere. Go to oaksnd.com. It's probably there.
Yep.
Awesome, Rebecca. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks
for coming on in for the Midweek Focus. That's Rebecca Undum, and she's with Growing Small Towns and talking about Union Square. We'll have more Midweek Focus come next week.